Before we begin, we would like to thank our sponsor, KitKat. Furthermore, this episode is for those of you who have confusions related to Ted Bundy. By listening to this, you'll get to understand many of the facts related to Ted Bundy. Anyways, I'm going to be interviewing Ted Bundy expert, Dr. Michael. For those of you who are unaware, Ted Bundy was a notorious rapist, murderer, necrophile, burglar, and abductor, according to Crime Museum.
You can call me Isaac, but that is very true. According to Crime Museum, he started out as a respected individual by his professors and colleagues. However, things eventually took an unfortunate turn for the worse.
Before we get into Ted Bundy's criminal record, let's set the background with his early life. According to Wikipedia, on November 24th, 1946, Bundy was born in Burlington, Vermont. Would you say that's true, Dr. Isaac?
Yes, that is very true. He also went on to graduate high school in 1965. He eventually went on to learn at the University of Washington in 1966 in order to study Chinese states. His primary focus, however, was majoring in psychology.
Intriguing information, Isaac. But did you know that before he went to the University of Washington, Bundy actually went to the University of Puget Sound?
Are you sure that's true?
Yes, I am, because I found that information on All That's Interesting.
Oh, very well.
Now I'll move on to asking you questions about his criminal record. To start, what was his first known crime?
Well, before his first known crime, one notable occurrence when Ted was 3 years old. He was being babysat, and when the babysitter fell asleep on the living room couch, she woke up an hour later, and the toddler Bundy had taken all of the knives in the house and placed them around his babysitter, blade first.
Interesting. Back to my question, though. When exactly was his first known crime committed?
His first felony committed was in 1969 when he attempted his first kidnapping, according to Wikipedia. However, he did not commit first-degree murder, which is what he was mostly known for, sometime in 1971.
And how many people did Bundy kill, Isaac?
Bundy confessed to 30 murders, although the actual number of victims remains unknown.
Next, how was Bundy caught?
Bundy was finally arrested for the first time on August 16, 1975, in Utah, after fleeing from a police car. There was probable cause to search Bundy's vehicle, and they found masks, handcuffs, rope, and other items, but nothing definitively linking him to his crimes. He was released but remained under constant watch until he was arrested again for the kidnapping and assault of one of his victims several months later. Bundy escaped custody a year later after being transferred from Utah to Colorado for another trial, but was recaptured within a week. He then managed to escape a second time on December 30th, 1977, at which point he was able to reach Florida and resume his killing spree. He raped and murdered at least six more victims, five of them Florida State University students, before he was caught again for a traffic infraction on February 15th, 1978.
Wow.
Do you have any other questions about Bundy's criminal record?
Yes, I do. When was Bundy suspected of an unsolved crime, if he was?
Actually, he was suspected of 14 unsolved crimes. I do not believe that all of these 14 unsolved crimes were caused at the hands of Ted Bundy, though, for many reasons. First, almost half of the crimes do not have the same MO that Ted Bundy had. Secondly, those six crimes had no possible proof or relevance to Ted Bundy besides the fact that he was in the same state as these victims.
Very intriguing. Well, we only have time for you to discuss two of his potential crimes in more detail.
Sounds good. First, I will go into depth about Rita Curran, a 24-year-old elementary school teacher and a part-time motel maid who was murdered in her basement apartment on July 19, 1971 in Burlington, Vermont. The offender burglarized, strangled, bludgeoned, and raped her. The motel where she worked was adjacent across the street to Ted Bundy's birthplace. Similarities to known Bundy crime scenes led former FBI agent John Bassett to pinpoint him as a suspect. Secondly, I will speak about flight attendants Lisa E. Wick and Lonnie Trumbull. These women were both 20 and were both burglarized and bludgeoned with a piece of lumber as they slept in their basement apartment in Seattle's Queen Anne Hill district on June 23, 1966. This was near the Safeway store where Bundy worked at the time, and where the women regularly shopped. Trumbull died. In hindsight, many similarities were noticed compared to the Chi Omega crime scene. The Chi Omega crime scene was a crime committed by Ted Bundy, where he severely assaulted four women, killing two, in a sorority house. Lisa Wick, who suffered permanent memory loss as a result of the attack, later contacted Ann Rule saying, "I know that it was Ted Bundy who did that to us, but I can't tell you how I know." In the absence of evidence, Bundy's involvement remains theoretical. These theories were found on Wikipedia.
Yes. And with how quick that went, I think I'll have time to discuss one more possible crime that I previously researched. Now, what happened was that two women, known as Elizabeth Perry and her friend Susan Davis, were both stabbed to death. This was on May 30th, 1969, when the bodies of these 19-year-old women were found. One was fully clothed and the other one was nude. The bodies were found 3 days after they were murdered, approximately. As of now, the case remains open, but Bundy was a strong suspect.
I personally do not believe that Bundy had anything to do with this crime because there is not a preponderance of evidence.
And I personally think that Bundy did commit the crime because he was the person who was most suspected of this crime. Now onto our final segment. This portion will be related to the justice that Bundy was eventually forced to serve.
Ah, yes. Thankfully, he was eventually indicted.
I agree. Anyways, what was the trial like?
Well, it was your standard murder trial. He refused to take a plea. However, all of the evidence was heavily stacked against him, including DNA evidence. One major piece of evidence was Bundy's bite mark. Women's Health states there was a double bite mark on Levy's left buttock.
I recall researching that. It allowed forensic odontologists to match Bundy's bite mark to this one, left on the left buttock. They matched in the end, and Bundy was sentenced to execution. Overall, there was beyond a reasonable doubt, thus he was indicted.
I can confirm that is true.
Now that was a crucial mistake that Bundy made. On another note, how did his execution go?
Well, he was executed on January 24th, 1989, in the electric chair at Florida State Prison, according to Britannica. Also, it is noted that many people rejoiced at his execution due to the pain and suffering inflicted. However, his execution was postponed because he started releasing more information.
Why is that? I was under the impression that Bundy did not want to confess anything at all.
I'm not quite sure. There is no definitive answer, but there are educated guesses as to why.
I personally think that he finally came to the realization that his death was near, and he would do anything in order to stay alive longer. Thus, in turn, he self-incriminated. Although it did not save him, he knew that if he released more information about his crimes, it would allow him to live for longer.
Yes, I concur.
Conclusively, Ted Bundy was found guilty of many counts of first-degree murder, rape, burglary, and many other crimes. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you for joining me in this special Ted Bundy podcast.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Anytime. Don't forget to share this on social media and tell your friends about the podcast. Without further ado, we hope you enjoyed, and thanks for listening.